5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
See, all the tectonic plates are shifting in the tech world. Microsoft appointed a new CEO. They promoted the longtime executive Satya Nadella to the top post. Google sold Motorola for just about nothing. It also, did you notice it's kissed and made up with Samsung? It signed a patent sharing agreement with Samsung. It's a big issue between them. Then Google, having sold all that stuff, bought something. Something a bit scary. They bought a whole bunch of artificial intelligence robots. This is through the acquisition of the AI robotic company Boston Dynamics. What does all that mean, except that our repression in the future at the hands of robots is clear? Well, RN Drive technology contributor Claire Porter, editor-at-large of techly.com.au, new technology and internet culture website, joins us as our Technology Tuesday correspondent to, well, scare the pants off us or reassure us. Which one is it, Claire?
I, for one, accept our robot overlords, Wally.
Yeah, you should. I suspect that means that you say it's a done deal, that Google's artificial intelligence acquisition is unstoppable.
Oh, absolutely. But it's an exciting time to be Google. God, what I would do to be an engineer in that company. I'm pretty excited about some of the stuff that Boston Dynamics has been working on. I've had my eye on them for a little while. Some truly terrifying robots there. But if anyone can make it interesting and usable and customer-friendly, Google can do it.
Lull us into a false sense of security. What sort of robots are we talking about?
There's this thing called a jumping spider, and it's like this creepy, crawly, massive robot that with eight legs, as a spider has, and it jumps and runs and scuttles, and I guess it's, I suppose it has a somewhat espionage/military application in mind, but oh my God, it makes my skin crawl just thinking about it.
As long as that's all it does, we're fine. I'm just a bit worried that it might do a little bit more than that. Other things that I mentioned, this is Google and Samsung. Now, it starts to get a little concerning when the behemoths are teaming up.
Well, Google has always provided Android to its OEM partners. So that's why we see phones coming out of Samsung, out of HTC, as well as Google itself that run the Android operating system. But what Samsung and HTC and other OEMs decide to do with that is obviously up to them. But now Google has entered the market with its flagship phone, the Nexus 5. And it was said that the 5 was designed to get developers interested in developing on the Android platform again by showing them what you could do with a standard Android platform without any of the bloatware and the apps and menus and things that are put on top of the Android operating system when it goes to Samsung and HTC phones. And it turns out the phone was a sales success. The Nexus 5 has been one of the most successful phones on the market, which Samsung until now has been dominating. So I think that Samsung might be concerned that the Nexus 5 kind of narrows in on its territory. And because Samsung are paying license fees to Google in order to use their Android systems on their phones, they might be saying, well, hey, like, what are we getting out of this situation?
Yeah.
But so it's an interesting relationship.
Yeah, why then would they agree to patent sharing?
Well, I think it's more that Samsung no longer has to pay Google a license fee to develop for Android.
Right.
Because whenever someone develops on the Android platform, they basically have to pay a licensing fee which says, you're allowed to use our patent for this technology on your phone.
Yeah.
And then those patents and those licenses then help drive customers to Google Play apps like YouTube and especially like Google Plus, which Google has basically bet the bank on. So it needs Samsung and it needs HTC to continue to be successful to drive its users to use their services. So it's in this tricky catch-22 situation.
It has competitors, but it doesn't really want to defeat them a little too much. Hey, I'm just asking for a friend.
For a friend.
What's an OEM?
A provider. So Google will develop the Android platform and then hardware companies like HTC and Samsung then take that software and put it on their phones.
Oh, I see. Okay. Clear as mud. Brilliant.
Sorry, I should have said that earlier.
No, that's fine. Of course, Apple features in all this, of course, because Apple's been having constant fights with Samsung. Is this now the total sidelining of Apple? If Google and Samsung are getting cozier and cozier, Apple now completely on the outer?
I don't think so, not yet. I mean, Apple's a market leader. I mean, it does have the ability to sit on its laurels for a little bit if it wants to.
Really?
But
I would have thought that it's running out of time to do that.
Yeah, well, I think the market's starting to get restless. iOS 7, while incredibly pretty, has not been the most successful operating system, and customers that are used to being able to just pick up a phone and use it and not have any issues are starting to go, oh, I don't. This isn't working.
It's horrific.
Am I doing something wrong?
I'm going to say it's terrible.
It's terrible. And I was trying to use the AirDrop thing today to get a file off of my phone onto my computer and onto my iPad, and it was just a nightmare.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you know what? It's not like one of those things that you just got to get used to it and it gets better. It's just terrible.
And I think that they wanted to make the platform prettier. It wanted to go, you know, we're not a basic system. You know, we can be sophisticated too. And I mean, some of the design across the device is just beautiful, but they've made it really complicated to do things that used to be really easy.
Exactly.
Like attach an image to an email, for example, or send a file from, you know, send a video file or send an audio file.
Mm.
That's a lot harder than it used to be. And not everyone in the market is as savvy as people maybe that like you or I are. I mean, there's the mum and dad and the grandparent market to think about. So I think Google really needs to reclaim that space. But more than that, I think Apple has hedged its bet on being a company that shakes up different industries.
Mm.
When Steve Jobs first came back with the iPod, I mean, it revolutionized the music industry. And without iTunes and without the iPod and then the iPhone and iPad that came after it, the music industry wouldn't be where it is today.
Exactly. Well, and for better or worse, yes.
Yeah, for better or worse, great. Depending on your situation. But I think the music industry has been a lot more successful than it used to be and a lot more successful than people thought it would be at this stage of its evolution.
And I should be clear, there are mums and dads and there are grandparents and then there's me. I'm much, much further behind than that. I should just finally, though, get you to talk about Microsoft. We should mention them. New CEO, Satya Nadella. Bill Gates has stepped down as chairman. Is this a significant change for Microsoft or is it really window dressing?
No, it's a pretty important step, actually, and I think it's a really exciting one. So people like to emphasise that Bill Gates has stepped down as chairman, but what I don't think they're paying proper attention to is that he stepped down as chairman in order to take a more active role in the business. Now, I can never pronounce his name. Satya Nadella is an enterprise expert. He specializes in software that has to do with the corporate space, and Apple's majority of its profits comes from the reselling of things like Windows on devices and also SharePoint, which is like a business software. And they need to continue to make profit from that in order to fund the innovation that happens in the other side of the business. So I think what you'll see happening is Bill Gates is going to come back and design a Microsoft phone of his very own.
Oh.
And Satya Nadella will develop the business side and it'll split into two. And I think it's kind of, when you look at it, you can go, if you want something done, you've got to do it yourself. And maybe Gates has realized he needs to take a more active role in the business in order to get it back on track. Because the Surface RT and the Surface and the Windows phones that have come out haven't been that successful, despite the fact that the Nokia Lumia has the best camera of all the cameras on the smartphone market.
Yeah.
It still hasn't been a sales whiz.
It's interesting. Maybe he's doing the Steve Jobs thing, getting a little more involved. Thank you very much, Claire. It's a really, really interesting terrain. Thank you very much for helping us explore it.
Thanks for having me on.
Claire Porter, editor at large of techly.com.au.